Thank you for calling Elite 14. My name is Destiny. May I have your zip code so I can pull up your account?
12078.
That was 12078?
Mm-hmm.
And I am still here.
Okay. I'd like to know what I'm paying for.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
I would like to know what I'm paying for. I don't want to sound angry towards you because it's not your fault, but right now I'm a little angry.
Okay, may I have your first and last name?
Denise Griffin.
Will you verify your shipping address for me?
60 East 8th Avenue, Gloversville, New York, 12078.
Okay, this year you have that VIP membership.
What does that mean? What is it?
Okay, so basically you pay the $49.99 or leggings. Basically, you pay $49.99 for the VIP membership. And then you have to go on the website and pick out your leggings that you want and enter your gift.
Why am I being No. Why am I being billed for this for over 6 months? I don't believe I bought 6 pairs of leggings.
Well, you never canceled out your account in the beginning.
Excuse me?
You never canceled your account.
I'm not getting any leggings.
Well, that's because once you pay the $49.99, they're going to email you the gift code, and you have to go on the website and pick your leggings out.
Well, how can they bill me without sending me leggings? If I didn't pick them out, how can they bill me for over 6 months for one pair of leggings? I'm sorry. Like I said, I don't mean...
No, you're not being billed for one pair of leggings. Every time you pay the $49.99, they email you with the gift code, with a different gift code, and you have to go on the website yourself and pick your leggings out, and then you enter that gift code in. For each
I haven't been doing that.
Well, that's the reason why you didn't receive the gift code.
Well, why am I paying for it?
Because you never canceled the account.
Oh, my God. This is absolutely absurd. When my attorney gets a hold of this, this is fraud in its finest. And consider me not only canceled, but consider me a... And like I said, it's not your fault, but this is a gimmick, and I will have my credit card company take care of it.
Okay, just hold one moment. Okay, so I did fully refund you, and it will appear in your account within 3 to 5 business days, and I have confirmation for you to write down as well.
But what about for all the months before that? I've been being billed twice a month for these leggings for over 3 months, and I didn't get any leggings.
Okay, so I'm going to fully refund you. I could fully refund you the charge, the amount that you was billed in January as well.
Well, my lawyer is going to go after the full amount of almost $1,000. So, you know, if you want to give me a confirmation number in which I've spoken to you, that's fine. But like I said, my attorney will be handling this because this is fraud in every sense of the word. And it's not your fault, honey. I'm not blaming you. My daughter is in the same kind of job as you are, but these companies are committing fraud, and you poor girls and guys have to listen to the BS, and I'm sorry for that, but my lawyers will be taking care of it, okay?
Okay, just hold one moment. And I'm still here, just bear with me.
Okay, no problem. Have you ever just gotten so mad that you like want to... My husband always took care of my statements and looked at them. And my husband has been gone and sick since last September and finally passed away. And that's why I looked at the statement, because I don't usually do this.
Okay, just hold one moment. And I'm still here, just hold one moment. I'm still here, just hold one moment. Okay, so I fully refunded February and January, and it will appear in your account within 3 to 5 business days. I'm going to transfer you over to a supervisor for the rest.
Well, that's fine. Transfer me over to a supervisor. That would be perfect. Thank you, young lady. I appreciate your patience.
You're welcome. Just hold one moment. and I'm still here. Just hold one moment.
Sure.
And I'm still here, just one moment.
Okay, could you tell me exactly what I'm waiting for? I know I'm waiting to talk to a supervisor, but I don't think
I'm gathering up your information so I can transfer you, just one moment.
Okay, do you realize, and I'm just saying this to you, it's probably recorded and that's fine, but this company has cost me $1,595.80. Of which I have received nothing.
I'm gathering up the information now. Just one moment.
Mm-hmm.
You were supposed to go on the website and pick your leggings out yourself. We wouldn't be able to pick them out for you.
Well, when I wasn't picking,
you never received them.
Well, when I wasn't picking them out, somebody ought to have a brain and say, "Well, she's not picking them out. We need to call her or do something because."
Well, we wouldn't know that you're not picking them out. We do not check to see if you picked them out or not.
You don't track, you don't have a tracking system?
We don't. There's millions of people placing orders. We wouldn't just think to just pick out you. We do not keep track of who go pick their leggings out or not.
Well, see, I have a business that I do online. And with every single customer, I have a customer number. And whenever they reorder, I put down whether it's the first time, second time, and so on. And my database, all I have to do is pull it up on my computer, and it's done. So to me, this is barbaric and just a scam.
I don't understand. Just one moment.
And I'm sorry, like I said, I don't mean to be taking it out on you. My daughter is at a call center herself. And you guys get all the crap.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and transfer you over. Is there anything else?
Not that you can help me with, honey.
Okay, just one moment. And I'm still here, ma'am. I really do apologize. Just bear with me one moment. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and transfer you over, and thank you for calling customer support. And you have, well, thank you for calling Elite 14. And you have a great day.
Thank you. Hello?